That's Harold. Can I have a microphone here, please? Come on, now, learn where those are. You must. There we go. Is that on? Hello, tasting, tasting, chocolate, strawberry, vanilla extract. Like to welcome you all this evening to the Bethlehem Coffee House. We've got a couple of minor announcements, or as they were. You can smoke in here except during the performances. So if you want to smoke during a performance, zing outside. In between times, you're perfectly welcome to smoke, except there are ashtrays back there, and to help the cleanup committee, it'd be really nice if you'd use them. Ray Andrews called earlier and is sick. He's running a fever. So Ray isn't going to be here, but just happens that another chap named Billy Schwartz, who many of you may know from Fox Hollow in past years, used to play with the Youngins, 5 years ago and 4 years ago at Fox Hollow. Since then, he's branched off and has been learning Middle Eastern and Indian and music, and a fine sitar player. He didn't bring a sitar tonight, but he's also a fine pianist. And he's going to do so, fill in for Ray as, and I guess work with Barbara Carnes on a tune. So that's, I guess, is all the essential announcements we have. Unless anybody else has one. No. All right. To start off the evening, we present Fennig's All-Star String Band. All-Stars, come on, All-Stars. Alrighty. If you can get everything sorted out back there. I'd also like to give a hand to the fine PA system we have tonight under the guiding hand of Don Person and Chuck Munson.
Yes.
Let's hear it for the PA system. Oh, no, that's a D. So. We tuned up a little while ago, but we haven't calculated it yet, but we estimate that there's something close to 500 strings here that we have to tune, except for the piano, so we all tuned it yet. And, are we ready? We're going to play mostly fiddle tunes tonight, fiddle dance tunes, square dance tunes. First of all, a medley of two tunes, or a medal, as it were, because a medley is usually at least three. Fiddlehead Reel and Soldier's Joy. Are we ready?
Thank you.
brings tears to my ears while lying on my back in my bed while I cry over you. Next is a tune, Gee Whiz. I don't even know where I originally heard this tune. It's a fairly common, well-known fiddle tune called... We played this once down in Poughkeepsie. And Gene Redpath from Scotland was there. And I called this tune The Flowers of Edinburgh. And she threw up in the back of the hall. She says it's Edinburgh. You know, of course, Edinburgh. I can't even pronounce it. So this is The Flowers of Edinburgh. Are we ready to go on this one? You start this one. The rest of the group, Tom McCreesh, of course, on fiddle, and John Peterson on banjo, who I introduced while we were doing that first song. The guitarist on my right is Marie Brait from Albany. Let's hear it for Marie. That's enough. The guitarist at my rear is Joan Pelton from Latham, New York. Our bassist. Yes, it sounds fishy to him, right, Ben, all right. From Slingerlands, New York, Big Joe Williams. Hey. On the piano over here, on the 88, tickling his ivories. He loves it. Skip Evans from Cohoes, New York, yeah.
And to my right, and two steps to the rear, the inimitable.
And about three floors down.
The king of the hammer dulcimer, Mr. Bill Spence.
Thank you. Alrighty. This is a waltz that I learned from a fiddle player in Iowa City, Iowa, last October. It's a really neat tune called Midnight on the Water. Or as I have it down here, Midnight on the H2O. It's going to be about a 1, 2, 3, 1, 2.
Thank you.
you said you wanted to intro.
Yes. We're going to do another metal of two tunes. These are two Irish tunes. Yeah, let's hear it. Right on. These are two reels. One is called Roaring Mary, which Bill originally learned from a Kaylee recording, Kaylee dance music from Ireland. The second is called Boys of Blue Hill. It's an Irish reel that I learned from my father. And I hope you do it well.
Right. This next tune is a favorite of yours, and I hope it's one of mine, too. Think about it. Are you starting this, or am I starting this?
Says Tom intro.
Oh, I'm starting this. Alrighty. You'll notice that the last tune I played was what we call soft hammers. That's because they're soft and kind of sweet. So these are
raucous hammers.
Hard hammers. Yes, right. Take this hammer. Alrighty, Roaring Mary. Okay. Right down here. Oh, we're going to have to lower this for you. not too bad. Okay. This is a song called Cumberland Gap. And Miss Joan Pelton, Miss going, well, that's what you always say. No, that's what you always say, you know, it's Miss Leslie Caron.
Miss America, 1945.
Ethel Schwartz.
Barrymore.
Yeah, Miss Ethel, right.
Ethel Smith.
Schwartz, Barrymore.
And then now, let's do Cumberland Gap. Okay, ready? 2, 3, 4.
Me and my wife, my wife's Pat, we all live together down in Cumberland Gap.
Cumberland Gap, Cumberland Gap.
Joan Pelton.
I couldn't tell whether anybody was going, woo, way down yonder. That's the part that everybody should really join. I should have warned you about that part.
Oh, is it? Okay, good.
What are you looking for?
My pick.
Oh.
You're going to have yours back then.
Next, the charming gentleman from the Cohoes Tool Library. You think I'm kidding? Will render us a side of beef. No. Will render us a,
enough fat for
a tune. Do you want to sit on a stool?
Yes.
Yes.
That's my stool. Oh, I'm sorry.
This is where we all sit back and listen also, you see.
Tune. Yeah, you have a... get tuned up.
Oops.
That's all right. These are picking up everything.
In case you always thought the auto harp was an easy instrument to play, Skip will show you differently.
Yeah, I'll show you how hard you can make it.
Whoa. I knew you were going to say that.
I forgot to tune that one because I didn't think we were going to use that chord tonight.
Yeah, all right.
Well, love is such a funny, funny thing. Touches the young and the old. Just like a plate of Borden House hash, many a man's been sold. Makes you feel like a freshwater eel, causes your head to swell. You lose your mind, cause love is blind, and it empties your pockets as well. So if boys keep away from the girls, I say,
Cause you'll find when you wear that they'll bang you till you're dead with the ball headed into the broom. When married folks has lots of cash, you find that the love is strong. But when they have to feed on hash, their love don't last so long. With a wife and 17 half-starved kids, I can tell you it's no fun. When the butcher comes around to collect his bill with his dog and his double-barrel gun. So it's boys, keep away from the girls, I say, give them lots of room. Cause you find when you wear that they'll bang you to your bed with the bald-headed end of the broom.
Of man. Well, I'm up to it. The Rights of Man is evidently an old traditional English tune, and I'm going to play this one with the other end of the hammers. It's just tricky. It's part of it. It's a little difficult because they tend to fall out of my hands. Are we ready? Okay. Okay.
Thank you.
also taken by our banjo player, Annette John Peterson. And on a mandolin, strange mandolin made by a chap who's here tonight, David Gordon. I'll applaud the mandolin. Not the player. He gets a big hit very easily. I don't know how I did that. I'm just trying to figure out how our time is coming here.
Tick-a-tock, tick-a-tock.
Should we do
yes.
Over the Waterfall?
Yay!
Let's do it. This is another fiddle tune called Over the Waterfall.
Also from Cohos.
One problem with banjos, if you aren't in with what the problem with banjos is that to play in different keys and to play the melody, Pray with Fancy and all, is you've got to retune the instrument for different, each time you play a different tune.
Close enough for you guys.
It's close enough for us guys. All right. Are we ready? Over the Waterfall.
Wait.
Switch.
Ready? Music time. The Fanning's All-Stars consort, yes, is going to play you a tune called The Choice of Buck Dancer.
In D major.
Or Buck Dancer's Choice. Are we ready? And then we'll bring on Billy Schwartz, who will in turn bring on Barbara Carnes. And then I believe it's break time. And then we'll be back with John Wilcox and Bottle Hill. Are you ready?
Am I ready? I'm sleeping.
This is Mrs. McLeod's Reel, or McLeod's Reel, followed by Mississippi Sawyer.
What do you Sawyer do?
You too, John.
Wise guy.
I got it.
Are we ready? Yes. This is the one that, that who starts? Yes. You two start.
He starts.
You're pulling your get in tight on that.
I will.
Somebody start.
Okay. Start. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Is what I've been doing for the last few years, and I've come back with my wife from studying sarod and tabla in India. But I'm going to play the piano tonight and sing a little, And I want you all to pretend that you are Catholics 10 years ago and at a mass, because you're not, you know, you're only going to be able to see this sort of thing. Gee, I don't know. All right, let's see.
Do you want us to move the piano?
Where?
Where do you want to move it?
A little bit closer.
Oh.
Too far away?
Yeah, it'll go over the edge, though.
No, no, just this end out a little more.
All right.
You want that mirror so you can see me?
So, I
can so they can see you?
All right. Bring it up. I think it'll be good for a laugh. I should have worn something with a nice back. You know? I'd like to start out with a song that was actually written by Jackson Browne, who, since I heard it, has begun to... Thank you. Now I have a rear view. Everything's groovy. Okay, I see Betsy and Johnny out there. This song was taught to me by a good friend in Bloomington, Indiana, a long time ago, before Jackson Browne put out a record on Atlantic, I believe, and is now beginning to make it. It's called Dancing Sam.
Sailors line the boardwalk, fishing for lies in the air, swarming black flies through the carnival cries as they stare. The barker I tip my head and bow
Next, I'd like to try a song which is based on an Indian raga called Raga Desh. I've tried to do some experiments with Indian music, sort of crossbreedings, without using necessarily Indian instrumentation, but only because there's such a vast reservoir of material. They have 72 different modes as opposed to our two. This song, I'll sing a little bit of Raga Desh just to give you an idea of how it sounds in India, and then... Sa re ma pa ni pa ni da pa ma ga pa ma ga re. This song, my wife and I found out that if you're lost and stranded in an Arab country, all you have to do to get a meal and a friendly hand is say the phrase La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasul illallah. It means there is one God, but Allah, and Muhammad is his prophet. Now, all a Mohammedan wants to know is that you believe.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you. I'd like to do one more song. And that, this song was made up for my first girlfriend in high school. It's called You and I.
Looking for their high, pretending how to deal in time.
Another sort of impressionistic art song like these had been. This time it was written by my very good friend Bob Lucas, who, for those of you who may remember previous Fox Hollows, we and the third were known as the Young'uns, but unfortunately grew up. And Bob's been, he's lately become a father and has continued to. Not a priest, he has fathered a son named Noah Zachariah Lucas. And I would like to dedicate this to the Patriarchal Fathers Society of Needmore, Indiana. This is called Home by the Sea.
Thank you. Introduce a woman who has wowed Fox Hollow audiences year after year, and she hails from Bedford, Mass, I believe. New Bedford. Miss Barbara Carnes.
Might also mention that Lou London, you introduce Lou.
Okay, this is Lou London. and Alicia Watts, you've already met. I'd like to start off with a song that John Wilcox asked me to do. It's called Buffalo Hunters, whom you all know and love. In the town of Jackboro in the year of 73, that a man by the name of Greg O come a stepping up to me, saying, "How do you do, young feller, and how would you like to go and spend the summer pleasantly on the range of the Buffalo? Now it's me being out of employment," to old Craig O, "I did say, this going out on the Buffalo range depends upon the pay. If you will pay good wages and transportation too, I think, sir, I will go with you to the range of the Buffalo. Of course I'll pay good wages and transportation too, if you'll agree to go with me and work the summer through. But if you should get weary and try to run away, you'll stop to death along the trail and also lose the way. Well, now our outfit is complete, 7 able-bodied men. With Navy 6 and needle gun, our troubles they begin. Until we cross Peace River the way we had to go. Until we cross Peace River in the range of the Buffalo. Well, now we cross.
First damn stinker I tried to skin is how I lost my thumb. The fleas and cats, they worked on us, they really had a go. Now the Indians tried to pick us off on the range of the buffalo. Well, our hearts were cased in buffalo hawk and our souls were cased in steel. And the hardships of that summer would damn near make you reel. Now the meat was salty as hellfire and the food I could not go. I can tell you there's no worse hell on earth than the range of the buffalo. And now the summer's over, old Crago, he did say. Well, you boys have been extravagant, you're in debt to me today. We coaxed and we pleaded, but still it was no go. So we left his goddamn bones to bleach on the range of the buffalo. Well, now our journey's over and homeward we are bound. No more in that hellfire country will ever we be found. We'll kiss our wives and sweethearts, tell others not to go. For God's forsaken the buffalo range and the goddamn buffalo. One that Joe Hickerson dug up. That doesn't sound very good. Discovered, rediscovered. And I've added a couple of verses to it to sort of bring it up to date. And the reason I did this is because of the many commercials on television that bug me so much. There are two of them in particular, two in particular, I think, that really get me. One is about soup that... you know, that gives forth the idea that, you know, your mother can't make soup, you know, out of fresh vegetables. What are you talking about, you know? Meat stock she made herself on the stove, you know? Campbell's soup is much better. And all you do is open a can, right, in that water. And the other is soap, you know, the ring around the collar bit. So the two verses that I've added sort of at the end of the song, I added for all of us wives, women especially. Wives in particular. What did I say? Oh, I see there are some of you in the audience. Okay. Thank you very much. I don't remember where I did this, but we'll try it here.
Okay.
And join me in the chorus if you'd like. It's just sort of easy to pick up. Come on, that's too low. Bring it up one more fret. All you good people, I'll sing you a song. I'll tell you the truth and I know I ain't wrong. From sister to brother, from father to mother, they've got in the habit of cheating each other. And it's hard times, for cheating has gotten so much in the habit, I'm sure it will spread all over the nation and its hard times. Now the baker, he bakes all the bread that you eat. And likewise the butcher who cuts up your meat. Now they'll push down the scales, they'll push them way down. And swear it's good weight, though they lie to 10 pounds, and it's hard times. Well, cheating has gotten so much in the fashion, I'm sure it will spread all over the nation, and it's hard times. Now the blacksmith makes a living from the sweat of his brow, and likewise the farmer who follows his plow. Cold iron he'll sell you, and he'll swear it's good steel. And he'll charge you $2 a bushel for meal, and it's hard times. Then there is
the man who sells soap to us wives. He says doing the laundry is the kick of your lives. You should always use Dial and always use Ben. You must smell like a rose to capture a man. And it's hard times, for cheating has gotten so much in the fashion. I'm sure it will spread all over the nation. And it's hard times. And then there's the question of soup and of jam. Your grandmother's cooking was not worth a damn. Our soup is much better, your mother's a fink. No wonder your father took so to the drink. And it's hard time. For the cheating has gotten so much in the fashion. I'm sure it will spread all over the nation. And it's hard. Concert in New Bedford, Tryworks Coffee House by name. And they did Times Are Getting Hard, Boys, and I've always loved that song. And I'd like to sing it now for you. I love the way Evelyn does it, but I'll try to do my best with it. Times are getting hard, boys. Money's getting scarce. Things don't get much better, boys. We're gonna leave this place. Take my honey by the hand. Lead her through the town. Say goodbye. Much better, boys. I'm gonna leave this place. Tried to plant a crop last year, it weathered to the ground. Tried to get some money, but the banker turned us down. Born a damn fun you have ever seen.
things don't get much better, boys, I'm gonna leave this place. And this is a familiar song, I suppose, to many...